Matt Greenwood back on KJF Sports Talk, speaking to another wrestling coach. Of course, state wrestling starting tomorrow, which is why we're trying to cram some guys in. And you can go to MyMoInfo.com later on this evening and look for a preview from most of the schools and their wrestlers that are involved. But right now we got Ryan Moyer, head coach of Seckman Wrestling, to talk about his girls and his boys. And we'll begin, Coach, with the wrestlers that were district champions. And we'll begin with the girls' side. In the 126, you had Madison Conrad, a.k.a. Maddie, win her district. She had a tough field, it appeared like, especially since Northwest had a third-place girl qualify for state. But obviously you got a chance to see a little bit about the talent going into state on the girls' side of things. And for Maddie Conrad, what's that looking like? What's the field looking like for her at state tomorrow?
You know, it's kind of difficult to say girls-wise because it's so brand new to the sport. It's not like the guys where, you know, this team always has very tough individuals and other teams. And so with this being a whole statewide event, it's kind of new to me. So I couldn't really tell you how deep one weight class is or really all that. I mean, really, I feel like a lot of the girls are evenly matched. There's a couple handful of girls that are above and beyond better than, you know, the other girls in their weight class. But in Maddie's sake, I feel like in her weight class, I feel like she's got a good opportunity to possibly, you know, win her first match and put herself in the semifinals, and she could win that. She'd be in the finals, or if not, she goes to the backside. She's still got to win one. So I think she's got a pretty good opportunity.
This might be a dumb question, Coach, but when it comes to, you know, the qualities that Maddie Conrad has in her wrestling, obviously being a district champion, she probably has that winning quality, that championship quality in her. Kind of highlight for us, in your opinion, from who Maddie Conrad is off the mat and on the mat, what makes her qualified to win the state championship other than the fact that she did win districts?
You know, I feel the main thing is her aggressiveness. And I'd say the same thing about Corinne McClure, our 121 founder that qualified. They're both multiple sport athletes, and they're both aggressive. And to be honest with you, they both have open minds and have wanted to learn, and they continue to learn. And every day they come into practice, they work hard and work to get better at the moves that they work. And so I think that's the main point on them. You know, in and outside of the wrestling room, they work hard and they train to try and get better at the sport. Even though they're still brand new, they're raw and they're trying to still learn the sport, which is pretty cool.
All right, very cool. Coach, let's move on to the boys here. 8 state qualifiers for you. Last year was 9, and this year it's 8. So still, I mean, you keep putting out the good wrestlers there, Coach, and obviously the kids working hard for you. In the 106 for you, sophomore Devin Haig was a district champion. How about that? What does his field look like?
You know, he's looking tough. He's got a pretty good path to get to possibly the state finals. It's just like any kid out there, you got to wrestle. He's beaten almost every kid that he has to wrestle in order to make the finals this year. So if he continues to wrestle well, he should be wrestling for a state title. But, you know, like, they're freshmen and sophomores, anything can happen, but I hope he continues to work hard, and he has been working hard, and you know, we got his weight under control, and I know he's ready to wrestle and get his name up there on the wall of champions and become a sophomore state champ.
Obviously, coaches have faith and belief in their kids and their capabilities and what they can accomplish. To see Devin Haig win a district championship, just how much more confidence did that put in you that he can go out and win state as well?
Him winning that was good. He had a kid that was currently ranked above him. He was ranked 6th in the state. That kid was ranked 4th, and we beat the kid pretty solidly in the finals of the district championship from Jackson. And, you know, we're going to have a tough match against a kid from either Blue Springs or Holt in the quarters. But, you know, we never look past our first opponent. You know, he's got a tough first opponent from Carthage, and hopefully we can get by that guy pretty handily and then move on and take one match at a time and work his way into it.
All right, Coach, a couple more district champions to touch on here. 126, Kyle Rini. I mean, he was Athlete of the Week a few weeks ago. Clearly one of the best, if not the best, at this stage in the 126-pound weight class, and he's a senior for you. He's won a championship before. He really knows how to get things done, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of hit that right on the dot. He finds a way to win every time. And he's a big team leader. He gets the kids going. And that's what he did all weekend. He majored his way or bonus point his way. He pinned his way all the way to the finals and then majored a returning state placer in the finals from Eureka. So, you know, his path is, you know, he's got to beat the number 2, 3, and 4 ranked kids in the state in order to win a state title this year. So the path plays like it should. So with that being said, that's, you know, that's what he wanted. He wanted to prove. He wants to beat everyone that's good in the state, and he plans on doing it. So.
Oh, man, I mean, Coach, I came away impressed with just his confidence, and it's not arrogance. It really is just confidence and belief in himself. So certainly going to be one to keep an eye out for another state championship. All right, Coach, before we just sort of dive into the rest of your wrestlers, one more district champion to cover here. That's Jeremy Ashlock in the 170-pound weight division. What's his field looking like, his chances, in your opinion, of winning a state title?
You know, I believe his chances are really well on making the finals. He'll have a pretty tough kid if he makes the finals. Kid that's already a state champ. He's a junior from Liberty. That kid's ranked in the nation. But, you know, his first match, we got a kid that we've never seen. But if we get past that, we got a kid from Park Hill that's really tough. We got beat by him last year 3-2, but it's a really good match. We're hoping that we can get past that match, and then we should have a kid that we've already beaten this year. So with that being said, you know, that quarters match is one that we really got to make sure we come out and we're on point and ready to roll, and hopefully we come out on top and win.
Well, Coach, you continue to produce you know, great results at districts, and like I said just a few minutes ago, 9 state qualifiers last year, which tied Sekman's history for a number of state qualifiers, and then 8 this year. So that's 17 state qualifiers in the last 2 years, which is absolutely insane to wrap your head around. But getting to the rest of the guys that were able to qualify, didn't win districts, but they still finished top 4 to move on. You got Keegan Miller in the 120, Anthony Chellew in the 145, Andrew Warren in the 182, and then Blake Fritz in the 195, and Joe Clutho in the 285. Just a general sense. Can you give our listeners a general sense as to, you know, the chances of one of them placing at state, if not at least winning a championship?
You know, I think almost all of them got somewhat of a chance there. And we stress enough on these kids of how important it is to wrestle strong every single match and always make sure you come out there prepared and ready to roll. And these kids are. They're ready to go. And I know that no matter what happens, they're going to give everything they got. You know, Keegan took 4th, which is a tough draw. You're going to have a number 1 kid in the state right off the bat from another district. And Andrew Warren's got the number 1 seeded kid in the state right off the bat. So not the best draws, but we're hoping that we can turn it around after that and come back and get a couple wins and possibly work our way back. You know, once, you never know what happens. Once someone loses the first match, there's kids who lose their minds and can't recover from it. And those are some really good kids that end up, you know, just going, they're done with it. Or you got kids that step up and they want to compete and they want to make sure that they get back in place. So it's going to be very interesting to see what type of kids show up Thursday and Friday, you know, and see if we can get them to placing or not.
All right, very well. Coach, just a quick recap for those that are just tuning in. These are the guys that are going to be wrestling for a state championship beginning tomorrow. That's Devin Haig, Keegan Miller, Kyle Reaney, Anthony Chellew, Jeremy Ashlock, Andrew Warren, Blake Fritz, and Joe Clutho. Coach Moyer, appreciate all your time this season. We hope to have some more positive conversations regarding maybe some state champions for you after this weekend. So best of luck to your guys, and thanks again for your time.
Thank you. You guys have a good one.
That is Ryan Moyer, Sekman Wrestling head coach. We'll wrap up Sports Talk with a Storytelling with Stats segment as we break down the Jeffco-Mack women's basketball game tonight on KJEF and KREI.